Welcome to episode 20 of the 5-Minute Mayberry Devotional entitled New Beginnings. In today's episode, I'm going to go back to where I left off before Christmas and look at episode 17, Alcohol and Old Lace, and I'm going to use scripture from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Today's episode starts off with Andy getting a haircut from Floyd. Barney comes in and explains to Andy how he almost found the steal they've been looking for on Hawks Point by following Otis. The only problem was, he couldn't find it. Barney and Andy met Clara Bell and Jennifer Morrison outside the barbershop where the ladies gave information to the lawmen about a steal they come across that Ben Sewell was operating. When Andy and Barney approach Ben, he starts taking shots at them, thinking that they were the law. Of course, even being local law, they had to arrest Ben and bust up his steal. The two lawmen then go to thank the Morrison sisters for their tip about Ben and find out that Rube Sloan is operating a steal also. After they leave to pursue this lead, we see that the sisters have their own steel, which we find out later they are making elixir with. In the jail, Rube interrogates Barney and quickly finds out that it's the Morrison sisters who snitched on him and Ben. The next scene turns to the Morrison sisters where we see Otis buying moonshine from the ladies, and Otis finds out that Rube's and Ben's steals both have been shut down. We also see the women justifying their sales as they sell their elixir for celebration, not just drinking. Through various citizens of Mayberry, we learn of various celebrations like Sir Walter Raleigh Landing Day, National Potato Week, Panama Canal Day, Bastille Day, Muhammad's Birthday, and even National Steel Smashing Day. After Rube and Ben have been in the jail for a while, Andy and Barney release them, figuring it's safe since their steels are smashed. Once Andy and Barney think that they've put a stop to moonshining, Otis comes in drunk and proves them wrong. Back at the Morrison sisters' place, we see Opie stopping in to get some flowers for his teacher, who is mad at him. The sisters tell Opie that he can have as many flowers as he wants, but he needs to stay out of the hothouse, as those are special flowers. Opie, fearing he's really in trouble, he goes to look for those special flowers. Back at the courthouse, we see Barney trying to interrogate Otis, but he doesn't really get anywhere with him. Andy and Barney then make plans on searching Mayberry for the steals when Opie comes in and starts talking about the flowers that he got for his teacher. Opie leaves his vase of water, and after a few minutes, they notice it's got a peculiar smell. When Opie tells Andy about the Morrison sisters' flower-making machine, he and Barney quickly realize that's the steal they're looking for. Andy and Barney confront the sisters, and after explaining it to them, they agree that the steal needs to be destroyed. The epilogue shows the sisters that they've turned over a new leaf and start making preserves. Unfortunately, they're using the same jars that they used for moonshining, and it makes for some potent preserves. As this episode is published, New Year's is just 2 days away, so that's why I think of the idea of new beginnings. This past year has been different, and something I think that none of us will ever forget. Let us look at the coming year as a time of new beginnings, and let's make it the best one we've ever had. The part of the episode I want to look at as an illustration is at the end when the Morrison sisters finally swear off elixir making and go to making preserves. Of course, we know in the episode that people are taking advantage of the women for making moonshine. They thought the people were using it for celebrating special occasions and didn't realize they were using it for just plain guzzling. In the end, they give Andy a sample, and we found out they leave some for Barney also. We see the women are trying to change their ways and have a new beginning. Andy seems to be proud of them, but after seeing Barney, he realizes their new beginning might need some work. You see, the product they made had been new, but the jars they were using still were old moonshine jars. The verse I want to reference comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17. The English Standard Version says it this way, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Paul has been writing to the Corinthians, telling them about a future hope they would have. He tells them in the first part of the chapter that while we are in the body we are in now, he calls it a tent, that we will groan, but one day we will have a heavenly body. One day we will have our new beginning. The new creation that Paul writes about is the new body that we will have when we get to heaven. As Christians, we can think of our lives being like the mason jars that the Morrison sisters had. Once we've been saved, typically we try and rid ourselves of the sin in our lives, the stuff that contaminates us, just like the Morrison sisters try to get rid of the moonshine from those old jars. We try to become beautiful creatures and live a life that we feel is pleasing to God, a life that is as beautiful as those sweet preserves the ladies put up. The problem is, no matter how good the inside looks, the outer portion can corrupt the inner part. You see, the moonshine had set up in those jars and would ruin anything they put in them. After we have been saved, we still live in a sin-cursed body. Our body still has a sin nature about it, and no matter how good the inner part of us is, we still sin. That's not to say we shouldn't strive for perfection. We just need to remember that sometimes that sin nature we have will end up blemishing all the good we do. As the old saying goes, one all crap will wipe out 1,000 attaboys. So we need not to get discouraged when we fail or when we sin. I'm just saying we will never be a perfect being until we gain that new creation. We can have a new beginning here, and we should strive to turn our lives away from that old sinful nature we have. Even though it won't be perfect, we need to strive to have that new beginning in our lives that we'll have when we cross over into heaven. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. Next week, I'll be covering episode 18, Andy and the Marriage Counselor. So until then, thanks for listening.